Today is Monday, May 6th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Nurses Day. It's also National Crepe Suzette Day, and it's National Beverage Day, or National Beverage Day. I'm recording this earlier than normal. I'm recording this on Saturday because I wasn't able to... So their weekends are busy recently. Well, the week is busy as well. My whole life is busy at the moment. And because work, you know, and I think hopefully this will slow down a little bit. As I've told you guys before, as a product manager, we have a lot of planning that happens right at the beginning of each quarter. And so like the month before the quarter starts, they're asking the product managers, okay, what are we doing for the next quarter? And we're having all these meetings with engineers to say, okay, hey guys, here's what we're going to do in Q2. And then the program manager has to get involved and figure out what are the dependencies on other teams, you know, for things that we're doing. Because when you have complicated things that you're doing, and you're working with multiple teams, you have to, you know, you have to work with other teams, other engineering teams that have their own product managers and their own engineering managers. And so anyway, it's just a lot, and usually the month, but I want to get to that point where 2 to 3 quarters in advance, I already have all of my stuff done. I already know what we're doing. I mean, things come up, but I want to have it all in the roadmap. I want to have all the Jira tickets create. Jira is just an application that we use to store the requirements for a piece of development work that you're going to do, that an engineer is going to do. It says, you know, let's just say logging into an application. So if I was building a brand new application and it had a login feature, so the product manager would create a Jira ticket. Some companies don't use Jira. There are other applications that you can do this with. But so they would say, they would write a thing, you know, a requirement saying, as a customer of this product, I would like to be able to log in using my user ID and password and click submit and be given access, assuming my password is correct and everything is good, be given access to the application or the website that I'm trying to log into. Something like that. And then you'll have acceptance criteria, you know, and it just says, you know, they should not be able to enter an invalid email address. They should not be, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's like all these things. And engineers take that and they use that as their requirements to code. But also what it does in an application like Jira, it's used for tracking. So you have a plan done date, you have a start date, you have an end date, you have an assigned engineer, you have like all of these things. And so so basically, I have to write all those. Part of the product manager's job is to write all of those. And then a roadmap is slightly different because a roadmap is just, you know, it can be a slide. It can be like a PowerPoint slide. It could be some sort of website. It could be documentation like in Microsoft Word. But it says, okay, for Q2, Q3, and Q4, here are the main pieces of work that we're going to deliver. You know, something like that. And all of these things are things that I'm responsible for. Well, I'm pretty seat of my pants sort of product manager. So I'm like writing these things like day, you know, day before they're due or something. Like, oh, okay, well, here's what we're going to work on next quarter. And I'm typing these into Jira. I have an idea. I mean, I'm always in my mind thinking, okay, what are we going to do next quarter? I'm always planning in my head. And so I have a rough idea of what we're going to be doing for the next year, but I need to have it all documented. And so I'm trying to get better at having it documented further ahead. Bottom line is, the more, and you know, let's say I meet with a customer and they say, oh, here's a feature that I really need. And I'm like, oh, that's a good idea. We should add that. I should write then, like the day I have that meeting, go in and create a Jira ticket for that feature. Doesn't have to be prioritized, doesn't have to be on the roadmap, but But if I have those, then, you know, and then once a week, just go in and like prioritize those. And that's what really organized product managers do. You know, they'll stare. Me, that last month, I'm just like throwing stuff, like trying to, and it just becomes very busy. All that to say, very busy past month. Plus I traveled, you know, all that kind of stuff. But weekends are busy. So the reason I'm recording on a Saturday is because I have to mow the lawn. My chores on most weekends right now, especially in the summer, if I decide to select a new lawn service, then maybe I won't be mowing. But at the moment, I have not done that. So I am mowing and weed eating and doing all of that. So I need to do that every weekend because the grass is now growing. I have to edit Mix Minus or The Mix when we do that show. And that takes between an hour and 2 hours, depending on how things went. It's getting faster the more I do it, but still. And then I also have to record. I record Monday's show, usually on Sundays, for Geeky Gay. Sometimes I have Throwing Down with Joe, so that's another thing. Church, you know, there are other things. And then we will, you know, Mark and I will have some sort of date night or whatever, our restaurant of the week or date. And so there's just a lot to pack in to weekends. And I could not mow today. I worked out. So we did The Mix last night and got up this morning, did my 2 hour workout. And it was kind of difficult this morning. I was really struggling, but I kept up my pace, what I wanted it to be to burn the right amount of calories. But so I did that. And then Mark had, because we have a friend's dinner tonight, a lot of birthdays going on and Filipino friends having dinners and stuff. So we have a friend's dinner tonight, which means we couldn't do Restaurant of the Week tonight. But I don't want to have two splurge days on my dieting. If I'm really splurging on a Saturday, I want everything to be Saturday, and then Sunday go back to counting calories and all that kind of stuff. And so anyway, so I was like, well, then if we're doing Restaurant of the Week, then we need to do that. We need to do that today. So Mark said, okay, we'll go do brunch. And so we went to a place that we had been to before that I really liked. And so anyway, I'm gonna have to stop this. I was trying to render this video and apparently my Mac is hard drive is out of space. So I'm going to have to clean up some stuff and then start it over. But bottom line, I needed to do that restaurant for lunch. So I worked out, took my shower, did all of that. And then we left. We went to the brunch place. Still, same problem. It wasn't as bad as last weekend. But this whole Yelp waiting list thing is like super beneficial for restaurants, but less beneficial for customers. I mean, sure, it's a little beneficial. It's better than just showing up and putting your name on a list because you can look at it and see roughly what the wait time is. You can put your name, but the restaurant can decide that you have to check in once you get there, which also this brunch place we went today had decided that as well. So no matter where you are on the list, you still have to drive there and check in before they're actually going to say, okay, they're here. So it doesn't prevent you from waiting because you're still going to have to, once you check in, then they're going to have to get a table ready for you and all that. So you're still going to have to wait and you don't know when to put in your thing on Yelp. Cause what if it says 1 to 11 minutes is the current wait time and you're 18 minutes away from the restaurant. And so do you drive 7 minutes and then hit submit? You know, like, what do you do? It's reservations are so much better for customers. The customer is always right. Anyway, we get there. There wasn't that bad of a line, but there was a line. And so he checked in and I think we still had to wait an additional 10 minutes. And again, it's not horrible. But what's the point of this waiting list? If you put your name in, you go to the trouble of signing in and doing all of that. And then you get there. And on Yelp, it had said the wait time was 11 minutes, right? What was the point of putting our name on the wait list if we get there and we still had to wait 10 minutes? I don't know. So then we get there. We have a really cute waiter, but he is slow. We sat down. First of all, he had left the checks from the last two tables on our table. I don't know why, but they were like stacked up there. The table was clean, but he had just like, I had to let him know. I had to remind him. I'm like, you got a couple of checks here from your last tables. He's like, oh, I'm so sorry. So he was really slow. He was cute, but I mean, really slow. And then he brought the food out. And he didn't even bring it out. Somebody else brought it out. And I was missing. We were missing something. So I had to say, hey, we were missing this thing. And then it took a few. And that was the thing we wanted as our starter. So it ended up, we had to eat it with our food instead of the starter, which I hate. Then I found a little hair in my biscuit and gravy. I just took the hair out because, I mean, you know what? People have hair. I mean, I know that's gross, but I don't want to wait for them to remake the whole meal. It's just a tiny little hair. I just took it out. The gravy was a little bit soupy. It wasn't quite the right consistency. The flavor was good. It was small things. I mean, well, some of you might go, hair, no, ugh, and like throw up in, you know, a little bit in your mouth. But I've gotten to the point where a little bit of hair in my food, I'm just going to pick the hair out, you know? I mean, whatever. But the food tasted good, but it was just, I don't know. He was lucky he was cute because he was not the best waiter in the world. Then we came home. I was going to mow the lawn, but it started raining. And so I thought, okay, I'm going to edit the mix because Daniel had uploaded it. And then I had a little bit extra time now. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and record Geeky Gay because tomorrow I'm going to have to mow in the afternoon. And then I have to go to my parents' house tomorrow night. So I thought, why not go ahead and get this knocked out? So I have a little bit less to do tomorrow. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. You can also text that number. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.